الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini rejected the principle of monarchy regime that a past generation wanted to determine the destiny of the future generation. Thus, rulers who wanted to rule over several generations for life are not legitimate. The Imam said, "The monarchy in principle was from the beginning illegal, illogical, and contrary to human rights, because, for example, we assume that an entire nation has voted that a person should become the sovereign. That is very good considering that they are in control of their own destiny and have the right of self-determination. Their vote is practical. However, if a nation has voted, even all of them, that the descendants of this sovereign should also become sovereigns, that what right is this? 50 years earlier, a nation determines the destiny of the successive nation. The destiny of every nation lies in its own hands."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Spring of Truth. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah al-Musawi. One of the point of views of Imam al-Khomeini, which we mentioned before but we never discussed thoroughly, is the fact that he says all intellectuals plus westernized people and all the power wielders put together cannot produce the 15th of Khordad or June 5th uprising. This statement is a very powerful statement. Now, in order for you to lead a revolution, you need to rally the masses. To rally the masses, you need a lot of work. Among the things that you need, as Imam Khomeini says, intellectuals. You need to have someone who's smart, intellectual, to be able to rule and lead such a revolution. But we see that a lot of intellectuals around the world or throughout history, they tried their best to create uprisings, revolutions, but they failed and failed miserably. And the majority of those intellectuals ended up being hanged or at the barrel or being shot. They could not make it, or at least imprisoned. Intellectuality by itself is not going to get you a revolution. Being westernized is not going to get you a revolution. Having power is not going to get you a revolution. You need a purpose for the masses to move forward. With Imam Khomeini and his revolution in June 5th, or as they call it, the 15th of Khordad, is the fact that the masses themselves were ready. It's not a matter of intellectuals. It's not a matter of having westernized mentality.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
The people themselves, they saw the oppression, they saw the injustice that has befallen onto them, and they decided to make a change. They decided to move. Imam Khomeini, maybe he played a part, but the major part played by people themselves when they had enough, and they said enough is enough. Imam Khomeini just came at the right time, and the masses rallied behind him, because every mass needs a leader, and you could not find any better leader than Imam al-Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu. So if people want to change, the power is in their hands. They can make a change. The power is not in the political arena. or those who are in politics, or those who have power, or those who are intellectuals, or those who are westernized. The power relies and lies in the hands of people. Me and you can make a change, and we can change the world for the better if we decide to do so. But if we wait for someone else to do it for us, if we wait for a philosopher to give us a philosophy of life, that's not going to happen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.